I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Canes, who jumped up to 5 in the AP poll and 7 in the coaches poll. Miami will get Bethune-Cookman on Saturday night. Kickoff is at 7 from Hard Rock, and the game can be heard here on WQAM. In the NFL, week one begins tomorrow with the Eagles and Cowboys. Then on Sunday, the Dolphins will head to Indy for their season opener with the Colts. And the Marlins who fell to the Nationals 5-2. Miami look to avoid the sweep this afternoon with the first pitch at 1:05 from Nationals Park. The Joe Rowe Show continues now. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. Thank you, Woody Kyle Krabs, Locked On Dolphins podcast and NFL analyst for A to Z Sports, joins us. Good morning, Kyle. How you doing, man? It's finally here after all the yap about putting this 53-man roster together, and we like this and we don't like that. Now we get to see it on Sunday.
Yeah, just go out and play. You know, what's the worst that could happen? I'm glad we're here.
Yeah, hey, speaking of that, before we get into the team a little bit, so this Tyreek thing's been a story, and he was not named a captain, and now everybody's a little concerned about how Tyreek is going to feel about it. I don't think Tyreek's worried. I'm sure he probably knew this was coming. Maybe it's a little bit of a sting there, but My thought is he's more concerned with this showing everybody that he's going to have a big year. I think his total focus right now is getting back to the Tyreek Hill of a couple years ago. Don't you? He's pretty motivated by that.
I think August 31st, he had the deadline pass for his fully guaranteed option bonus for 2025, which is nearly $16 million. After that, he has $10 million in salary this year, and that's it for guarantees on his contract. And for a guy who's coming off a down year, who's now into his 30s. 30s is not usually kind to wide receivers. I don't think the Dolphins are going to be eager to pay him $36 million, which is what he's scheduled for next year. So whether that's an adjustment contract or a trade in the offseason or a trade at the deadline if they start slow or if he's released, however the season plays out, every player, and you saw this in 24 with players that had multiple years left on their contracts but no more guarantees, he's got a lot bigger thing to motivate him than not being named a captain. And it's after this year, he has no guaranteed money left on his contract.
Yeah.
So I have to imagine that is a much greater motivator for Tyreek to keep himself the best version of himself in all ways on and off the field until he finds whatever contract opportunities with Miami or elsewhere after the season that's going to give him more guarantees.
If Tua stays healthy, 1,500 yards over or under on a Tyreek Hill season?
I'd probably take under, but it would not be because I think Tyreek doesn't have the juice to be that kind of explosive player. I think just between the investments that they made with the offensive line to be a little bit more balanced with their offense, Jalen Waddle, I think, being the first primary receiver throughout the entire offseason program and the vast majority of training camp because Tyreek had this oblique thing. I just think Waddle's going to be in a position to maybe balance those skills or potentially take the majority workload based off of what the offseason program looked like for him. And I think Malik Washington's got great chemistry with Tua as well. And I don't think that he's going to just be like an afterthought in the passing game. So I think the 180 targets for Tyreek and the race for 2K and all that, like, I think those days have kind of passed. And as a result, I think they'll be a little bit more balanced with their target share.
Yeah. And by the way, I mentioned this earlier. I think everybody's talking about, hey, what do you think needs to happen? I go, Mike McDaniel, Smith, Bevel, and Slowick all have some form of coordinator, or McDaniel's a head coach. They need to be spending a lot of time figuring out how to get those two guys on the outside, the football down the field, right? They need to figure out some things to work around too deep, to get that too deep taken care of so we're not talking about it.
Well, and I really don't think it's hard, Joe. They've talked about it. It's, you got to have a presence to run the ball, and if teams want to sit in too high, you got to make them pay for it by punishing low box counts and force them to bring the extra hat in the box. That's all it is. So that's really why I think you asked why it didn't get better from the start of the year to the end of the year last year. They didn't have the presence on the interior offensive line. It bit them in the rear end, and it really handcuffed what they could do as far as running the ball. And teams were content to say, hey, we're going to sit back, and if you want to get those guys the ball underneath in space, everybody's going to take good angles and we're going to tackle. And that's it. So you structurally, how you call a game has to change the defensive structure. It's that old adage, and I know the new analytics and EPA and play action, whether you establish the run or not, there's all kinds of different schools of thought on that. You're going to run the damn ball. Like, excuse my language, but that's if teams are going to sit here and play too high shell on you all the time, and they're going to cloud the corners and play two-man, or they're going to play press coverage on the outside and shade safeties over the top, you got to gouge teams between tackles. You got to be able to do it. And I think they made some changes to put it on the menu, but now you got to go out and do it if that's how teams are going to play.
That's why I think the most important thing I started the show this morning with, you know, this offensive line is first time this five has been together. Now that Austin Jackson's coming back and you got three new starters with Patrick Paul taking over full time and Jonah taking over at left guard and James Daniels at right guard, how quickly can they come together now as five, and how good can they be right off the bat, as you said, run blocking as well as their pass protection?
Yeah, and I think I've got a lot of optimism for that group. I think the skill sets, now I think Jonah had an up and down preseason. I think you could tell he was a rookie. It's how quickly he adjusts and grows and avoids making the same mistakes twice. But I think his best reps in the preseason, I think the vast majority of them came in the run game. So I think that's all that much more reason to kind of have that appetite to attack that in early downs and make sure you stay out of long and lates where you could have teams teeing off on you with pressure packs.
We know Achan's going to start. I don't think they want to overuse him, though, here in week one. I expect to see – how much of Ollie Gordon do you expect to see?
I think you're getting a pretty hefty dose. Now, Some of that's Achan. Some of that is kind of the Mike McDaniel used the phrase throughout the offseason, the tonality of the football team, right? And Ali, he brought the juice
in
the preseason. And I think he led all rookie runners with yards after contact. I think he's got a lot of confidence that he's running with right now. And I think he mitigates when he does make mistakes. I think he mitigates it because he's so eager to get north and south. Whereas you think about Jalen Wright, his rookie season, and you're running the wide zone, outside zone, and you're pressing the outside, and you got to make a read, and you got to make a judgment on if we've got the edge or not. And I thought Jalen too often last year took those runs to the sideline, and it got strung out, and then you didn't get yards. Where in the instances where I think in the preseason, Ali has maybe misread or not anticipated how the block was going to develop or how the second level player was going to fit, he's still getting north and he's still getting 2-3 yards out of those runs. And I think that's not a small deal when the difference is second and 11 versus second and 7.
We've been talking this morning about all the power rankings, and I was watching your podcast, breaking some of the stuff down, coaching, roster, and schedule that you're playing. Also, a big part of this that nobody's really talking about, and I totally agree with you. Everybody keeps, you know, if you're down on the team, you're oh, they're going to win 5 or 6 games. I go, no, they're going to win. And people are like, well, what do you mean? How are they going to win more? I mean, I go, well, they got Colts, they got Cleveland, they got Saints, they got Patriots twice, Jets twice, Panthers and Falcons. Hell, they might be favored in almost every one of those games, except this first one.
Yeah, I think for the betting lines purposes, it gets a little muddy because you're in Carolina, you're in Atlanta. There's been some of the books have some movement that's swinging Miami's way here in week one. But I think that's part of it is you play who's on the schedule. And I know everybody's going to be eager for the first time they play the Bills or when they play the Ravens on Thursday night or that late season stretch with Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Tampa Bay. Like, those are the games that I think are going to tell you a lot about who this team is this year versus what the past iterations of the team have been. But you look at the schedule and you say, hey, if I'm just being intellectually honest about where these teams are at with rebuilds or teardowns or stuck in neutral, there's no reason why Miami, with continuity on both sides of the ball and a lot of core pieces, and we feel like they upgraded and addressed some of their biggest weaknesses, there's no reason why, if they don't play to their potential, they're going to win and easily clear the 5-6 games that everybody who's super low on this team. Mike Florio had the Dolphins ranked 28th.
I couldn't believe. I know he's really down on the dysfunction of the team. I saw that too, and I was like, come on, Mike. Like, all of a sudden, all these bad teams you have ahead of them. Come on. Yeah. I'm with you on that. That was a little bit of a surprise. So what did you have them last night? Just tell everybody what you're thinking after breaking all this down.
Yeah, I made the qualifier when I did the schedule prediction on my show last night. It's the assumption that you're going to get a full slate of Tua Tagovailoa, right? Because that's that happened in 23, so it's not impossible. And for every 4 games, the math says for every 4 games the Tua misses, the Dolphins lose 3 out of 4. So if I'm projecting a 17-game slate with Tua Tagovailoa, I went through the schedule and I tried to, you know, look at rest advantages, roster matchups based off what everybody has right now, coaching matchups. I had the Dolphins at 10 wins. And there were a couple that I was like, hey, these are coin tosses. I tried not to give them all the benefit of the doubt and none of the benefit of the doubt. So I kind of took those down the middle as far as the Chargers coming to Miami versus the Washington game internationally versus Cincinnati and Pittsburgh as 2 games later in the year, 1 at home, 1 away. Like, I tried to take those down the middle for law of averages sake, and I got 10. And I would not be surprised if that's where they end up sitting. And hopefully we don't need to see Zach Wilson play, because if that's the case, then I feel even better with who's on the schedule that's where you can get.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think a lot of people listening right now would take 10-7, take it right now. And let's go. I'm with you, but Hey, I talked about this beginning of the year. Nobody wanted to hear about it, but you're playing Cleveland. Hey, everybody's got good players. There's no question about it, but obviously these teams lost a lot of games when you look at them. Cleveland, Saints, Patriots twice, Jets twice. I don't know how good they are at the quarterback position yet. Panthers and the Falcons. Yeah, so
That's half the schedule right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you start, well, four in just the AFC East alone. But you're right. That's a lot of their schedule. And that gets you in a wild card. Hell, it may not even you may not be the last wild card. That probably moves you up a slot. But, hey, listen, there's still a bigger picture out there down the road. But, boy, I'll tell you what, there'd be a lot of people right now over at that stadium that would love to see a 10-7 and go, man, we hope that Kyle Crabbs dude is on the money there. Hey, secondary, real quickly here. How do you feel about what it looks like it's going to be with Jones and Douglas and Marshall and Storm Duck? What are your thoughts on those four most likely playing in this game?
Yeah, it is not lost on me that we might have Ashton Davis at safety for this game too, just because he, Mike McDaniel said there was three names that didn't practice on Monday. Ashton Davis wasn't amongst them. He was back on the field last week doing work. So if he's going to end up trending back, the Dolphins put out the depth chart yesterday. They had Ashton Davis listed as a starter at safety opposite Minkah Fitzpatrick. So I think that for me is the really interesting domino piece where they've been experimenting with Jason Marshall. But if they go with Big Nickel, if they go with three safeties, and now Ifeamelu Falalu, who was a college corner, can get some opportunities in some passing situations or potentially on early downs because he's a safety. Maybe you want him up in the D-gap to fit the run. It gives you another option. I think you can do some mismatch stuff, especially against a team like the Colts that has Tyler Warren, their first-round pick at tight end, who's a phenomenal player. So I think Rasul Douglas is signing. I don't know how much we're going to see of him this week. But I think for the big picture of the 17-game schedule, I think he's a great floor raiser for the room, where Jack Jones, there's some feast or famine that exists there. They've obviously got the youth and the young guys that they're betting on, those guys taking steps and developing, and some of them will and some of them won't, right? That's how player development works in the NFL. It's not all linear for all players all the time. But I think the Douglas signing throughout the grand scheme of this season is a great floor raiser. And man, it really bums me out that we're not going to see Kader Kohu, because if you told me you had Jack Jones, Rasul Douglas, Kader Kohu, Jason Marshall, and Kohu was a piece of this mix, I'd feel pretty darn good relative to what the expectations were about the corner room in April when we found out we were trading Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
So I think it has the ability to be a sufficient piece if the front seven is as advertised.
Well, I got to tell you, on the other side, I haven't even been talking about this. I know we got to run here in a second here. Defensively, that front seven, not allowing Taylor, who, by the way, can get rolling pretty good and has been one of the better running backs in the game for a while. But they shut him down, and they can tee off. I am really looking forward to seeing what Coach Weaver has in mind. As you said, could be three safeties playing at the same time, the blitz packages, and those four guys on the outside, the four veterans.
Yeah, especially, you know, the first couple weeks here, you got your first 2 weeks, you got Daniel Jones as a starter in Indianapolis, and then you got Drake May in week two on the road playing in a new system, right? Like it now has Josh McDaniels and that Earhart Perkins system, which is it's a lot of volume of information that he's now responsible for, and it's only his second week getting implemented in a real game setting against a defense that's game plan for him. So I think the first couple of weeks, you have the opportunity to really get rolling and showcase and really flex what you feel that strength of your defense is.
Kyle, thank you, man. I appreciate you spending some time there. 10 wins, 10-7. Boy, I'll tell you, what was the reaction on the podcast, 10-7?
You know how it is. I about half the people tell me I was too high and the other half told me I was too low. So I must have done something right.
There you went, right down the middle. Just like a field goal kicker. Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Kyle Crabbs, Locked On Dolphins podcast, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports. Brian Baldinger going to join us at 9 o'clock. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL. Get you caught up. And it all starts tomorrow night, man. Cowboys at Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Hey, by the way, you know what? It's a special month. It's South Florida Chevy Dealers Truck Month. We are ready to roll with our trucks, man. Hey, you're starting to look around. You work out of that truck. You're a truck person, like the family truck. Man, I'll tell you what, South Florida Chevy Dealers said, come on down and check out that durable Colorado with its standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. You'll get aggressive off-road capability for every adventure that lies ahead here in South Florida. Silverado 1500, always ready and steady and strong. Hey, you know what? I always say this to everybody when it comes to the Silverado HD or a Silverado 1500. Hey, man, that's how you work. That's how you make a living. And most of you out there don't work just 5 days a week. A lot of you work on Saturday and Sunday. You need a truck that works his ass off just like you do every day for a living for your family. And let me tell you, Silverado trucks are strong and durable, and we've got one with all that legendary horsepower, one of the hardest working beds in the business that's perfect for you. That heavy-duty truck, you got to stop by this weekend, take a test drive, check out the great deals going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And, Joe, we have a very strange story that is starting to catch some steam.
It's just
here,
a weird one, man, for the wealthy. I believe it's a story about one of the wealthiest owners the wealthiest owner in the NBA. But go ahead.
So anyway, this is coming from Pablo Torre here. He's saying that Kawhi Leonard signed a $28 million endorsement deal for a no-show job with a fraudulent tree planting company funded Steve Ballmer, the Clippers owner, funded, according to documents that he obtained. It was to circumvent the salary cap.
Gosh. Well, if that's true, that's going to be a big, big problem in the NBA.
I do believe the Clippers have come out and said, absolutely not. That not happened, but
yeah.
So someone's wrong, someone's right here. You asked me what would happen if that's true. I would assume that he would have to sell the team. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever seen anything like this.
Well, I do know all the owners in professional sports love the wealthiest men in the world to own these teams, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, but they also don't want to get cheated, though, right?
No, they don't.
Could you imagine Mickey found out these guys are doing side deals?
Hey, and yeah, and Mickey, by the way, Mickey's worth billions and billions of dollars, but...
Well, they all are.
A lot of
franchises are very...
No, no, you're right. You're right.
Hey, man, if the Clippers went up for sale right now, you'd have a line... Of these guys, you know, fighting over each other.
On top of that, he just built a gorgeous arena.
Yeah.
Tired of playing sloppy seconds at the Forum. What is the name of that place now?
Lakers. Boy, it was Staples Center. Forever. Yeah, it was Staples Center. Crypto Arena.
Anyway.
Bitcoin Arena. I don't know.
By the way, cool place to walk down to.
Those statues?
Trip. Yeah.
The statues are very cool there. I did make it out there.
Yeah. All of them, man.
I haven't seen the Kobe one. The Kobe one's the new one.
I haven't seen that since either, no. But cool.
But this is a very, very strange company. A strange story. The company doesn't make any sense, though. A tree planting company? Why don't you just have him on as like an advisor at Microsoft or something?
I don't know. It's just...
It's a very strange story.
He just got so much money, like he didn't have to do this. Isn't he worth like $57 or $60 billion or something? Ridiculous amount of money.
The problem is like you got to fit these guys under the salary cap. Like the salary cap's there. I mean, I guess you can go over and pay the tax. I
don't know, Woody. We'll see what comes out of this one, but that will jump right to the top trending stories today. One of them for sure. They better hurry before the Cowboys and Eagles play tomorrow night. They better hurry if you want that story. Because the NFL is about ready to start up, and it takes the stories. It short of a guy hitting 5 home runs in a game or a brawl, the NFL is going to be taking over the party here starting tomorrow night.
By the way, Kawhi Leonard would get some of the blame on this too, wouldn't he? Like he had to know what he's doing is wrong.
Really?
Plus, accepting all that money when you don't even play.
If your boss,
when was the last time Kawhi Leonard played in an NBA game?
Now, didn't he stay healthy towards the end of the year?
I don't know. The Clippers always suck, so I don't know.
All right.
Boy, they've tried, man. They have tried a lot of those
agents. He's tried everything, and I saw they didn't want to come out. They traded away the MVP of the – and they said – he tried to say they don't have any regrets. You're kidding?
So this guy says they've been working on this story for 7 months, 3,500 documents.
Wow.
Okay, man. Yeah, but the other thing, like, Kawhi should not, he's not innocent in that.
For taking money the owner gave him?
If he knew,
here's what we're doing.
If he was like, hey, I'm starting a fake company and I'm going to pay you money out of it, that he's not innocent in it.
He didn't break any rules for him.
I don't know about that.
Hey, my boss is the one that set it up. I didn't put a gun to his head.
I guess we'll see how much knowledge of the situation he had, but good point, by the way. Stephen Ross does have the grass company, so he could, you know.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
Was he going to have Tyreek Hill like, hey, Tyreek, run fast on my grass.
Yeah.
And go, it's the fastest grass there is.
Could have brought in Micah Parsons. Pay him a little bit on the team, and then, you know, hey, I'll give you a grass deal.
We really, hey, our luck would be their luck. We get busted in the first month, right, and be this huge story.
We've been busted for stuff like
that
before.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't need that right now.
The Brady thing was sad.
Yeah, we don't want to go through that whole thing.
What a weird story, though. You think other teams are doing this, right? JB over here turns to me and goes, are other teams doing this? I don't know.
I'm surprised an NBA team would try to do this and think that somebody wouldn't find out.
It's arrogance, right? It's the arrogance of these rich people that think that they can do whatever they want and not get caught.
Look, if he could, there's no question. If you were to ask a guy if he could just buy a championship, he might be the one guy you think of, right? Because money's not an issue with the guy. And he loves going and sits down. He's into
he
does. It.
He seems to enjoy himself. Yeah, he's like Mark Cuban.
So, damn, Woody, that's a crazy start. I don't even know.
Shame it didn't even result in any wins.
No. They go out early in the playoffs every year. They win like one round and then.
Don't they still have the corpse of James Harden running around over there?
James Harden like got a little bit of a second wind here, man. Yeah. He still like has that bad game when they need him the most, but he's had a lot of good games.
James Harden's a poor man's Carmelo Anthony.
Does the ball stick to him like sticky? I don't know. Carmelo's pretty Syracuse sticky, man. That guy, man. Never saw a basketball he wanted to give up. I know that. That's for sure. All right. Hey, we've got more stuff to get to here this morning. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, also NFL Network Insider, going to join us. We're going to talk to Baldy about a lot of news out there right now in the National Football League. Tomorrow night it starts up. And if that's not enough, the NFL just said, you know what, high school football, I'm sorry, but Patrick Mahomes is going to play against the Chargers on Friday night. We have a Friday night football game. And then Saturday, got some great college football games. And then over the weekend, Lions at Green Bay and the Ravens at the Bills. How crazy is that? How good are those games? Just right off the bat, bam, right into it. No messing around. Just jump right into it.
I'm trying to digest this story first, man. This is like really bizarre.
Yeah. Well, you've already decided that you would never take the money if your boss gave you that money.
Right? I like to think I'm honest.
Okay. Well, ask me.
All right. We'll make a fake company and we'll see if you take.
I take that money.
Look, man, it's fine if Kawhi did it, but for the owner to do it, to knowingly circumvent the rules.
That's different. Owner knows what he's doing. He must have thought he could get away with it, if it's true, by the way, if it's true. But he could be in some big trouble if this is true. No, then
that would look bad.
There's some other people going to have some problems.
Legal problems, you think?
Some other people that are working on this story. Hey, we're going to break here. We got Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage to tell you about. Man, you need a mortgage. You need one quickly. Boy, I'll tell you what. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. One of the things that's made him so successful over the last 30-plus years, the guy truly has no life. He's always working. He works 7 days a week. Saturday and Sunday, he's working. Matter of fact, you're looking for a new home. He's already sitting there and working to get you qualified ahead of time, get all the paperwork done. So when you do find a place, especially first-time home buyers out there, you keep coming up short, get pre-approved. But Michael Kotze, you go out there, you know what you can spend, you got it. Bam, you're right back in the game. By the way, fixed rates in the fives right now. If if you're self-employed and been declined by the banks, he's got some great programs, including one perfect for you. He's got a great program for seniors right now. Listen to this. You can convert your home equity into money. Yeah, very popular. 62 or older, you and your spouse, you qualify to get this done. So, Michael Kotze, one of the more popular mortgages we have here in South Florida. So, hey, he's got a lot of things going on, but bottom line is it's about getting you approved, getting you that money, getting all the things done half the time at the big banks. It's called great service, and Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, he can do it. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Google reviews. Go to him on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews. People like Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody, as we've been saying all morning. Tomorrow night, Cowboys at Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, and then it's off and running for the NFL, playing a bunch of different nights here in the first week. We're going to play Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. Just taking them all, man, taking them all. No question about it. Just get out and get them. Hey, this Novak Djokovic situation I was going to talk about here for just a second. So I didn't stay up to see it last night, and I got up this morning and saw what I had missed. So he wins again. It's amazing what he's doing. Outside of basically beating Alcaraz or Sinner here recently, he's still like the third best player in the world. Like Novak at age 37 or 38, and he's the greatest player of all time. He's already won more slams than anybody. He's got 24. We'll see if he can win another one. But last night, he was playing against Taylor Fritz, the last American standing. I think the highest ranked American, too. So he beats him like he always does. He hasn't lost him. He beats him every time he plays him, so he wins. But last night, the crowd was kind of rooting for Taylor Fritz, last American standing, and so not everybody was for Djokovic. And so they were getting after him pretty good, so he double-faulted, and the place cheered, which is not cool. It's one thing when a guy makes, you know, a great shot, and you cheer for, you know, whoever makes a shot. But when you double-fault, that means – anyway, the Joker did not take it well, and – so the ironic part of this whole thing is he's not real popular to start with, considering he's the greatest player of all time. And he is the greatest player of all time. I love Nadal. I love Federer. I do. Both of them. Biggest fan. I went to Mallorca to Nadal's tennis camp. I went over there to see it. But Djokovic will never be as popular as Nadal and Federer. He's already, what he's done and accomplished in his career, he's done more. But he will still, there's still a lot of people that just don't like him, find him to be whiny. And to be honest, he rubs me the wrong way. I don't root for him when he plays either. Like, he's playing Alcaraz here in a couple days. Who do you think most of that crowd's going to be cheering for when he plays against Alcaraz? Who does fun, loving, young Spaniard, you know, and he's going to be playing against the Joker. Now, listen, the Joker seems like he never done anything to me. He's never done anything to me, you know, but this is what we do in sports, right? We don't know him, but we watch him, and we just go, you know, I really don't like that guy. Or, hey, man, I love that guy. I love his attitude. And that's part of sports. We get people we like and don't like. I was watching Belichick. I thought he was a PR nightmare, not only the way his team played the other night, but just looks miserable all the friggin' time. And I know it's big business. This is it's not Patriots business, but it's big business, what they're paying them. And college football is now big, big business. It's always been big business. We hid behind that student-athlete crap for a while, but everybody knows it's big business. And now we got athletes making a lot of friggin' money. But he did. If you didn't like Belichick and you watched him the other night, besides you were glad his team got their ass kicked, you probably just went, oh, that's why I just don't like that guy, man. There's just something about him that just I don't like. He's just – then they show that picture of his girlfriend after they scored the touchdown. I'm like, why? They found her. Why? So, anyway – you know, we're all guilty, man. I'm as guilty as anybody. We got guys we cover we like and guys we cover we don't like. And just watching guys. A lot of times we've never met them, but we are, man, I can't stand that guy. Guy sucks. What do you mean sucks? I just don't like him. I don't like him. I love when he fails. I get it. I got guys. I've had my share of guys that I'm not a big fan of, but I do know when they're damn good. And Djokovic is the guy in tennis. He's that guy. And you know he wants to be so loved by everybody. I just feel like he wants everybody to like him. And when it doesn't happen, he acts like he did last night. And he had a little bitch in him. And even his dance afterwards and stuff, he was upset for the way he was getting treated. And then he had a few really getting on him, probably had a little bit to drink. But, yeah, Novak's one of those guys. He's the greatest men's player of all time. Not up for debate. It's about slams, right? We all agree? If it's about slams. And this gets back to the other one in golf. I don't think anybody's ever done more for golf than Tiger Woods. And I love the way he played. He'd do anything. He was going to beat you. We found out a lot about him. We feel like we've kind of lived Tiger's life. But really, Tiger's not the greatest player of all time because he never caught Jack Nicklaus. But people will say, younger people, oh, no, no, hell no. Tiger's the greatest of all time. Jack who? What is Jack? Jack's in his 80s now, really slowed down, but Jack Nicklaus won a ton. Friggin' majors. We thought Tiger was going to get it, right? And Tiger had his own problems, his own demons, and never got there. Probably does if he stays healthy and doesn't have problems with his body, which is now broken down pretty much. But Tiger never rubbed me the wrong way. But at the same time, I wasn't a Phil Mickelson fan. There's another guy. A lot of people love Phil Mickelson, thought he was good. And especially if you like Phil, you probably didn't like Tiger. Anyway, I just wanted to mention this because what happened last night in getting ready for the semifinal. By the way, what's he think that crowd's going to be like when he plays Alcaraz? Is anything in tennis more popular than Alcaraz right now? Much more popular than Sinner, who's the number one player in the world. People love Alcaraz. Shot making, big personality, got a big smile on his face. He's got a little hot dog on him, in him, can make crazy shots. That drop shot, the stuff that he does. If you like tennis, yeah, you probably really like Alcaraz a lot. Anyway, that's for a few days away, and we've got a lot more stuff to get to here as we're going to be jumping in with Brian Baldinger coming up and talk to Baldy, who, by the way, has been pretty good friends with Parsons. So we'll talk to him about that situation going on between the trade between Dallas and Green Bay. Besides all that, we also have some news with the Canes that I was going to get into. And the Canes, of course, moved up in the poll to number 5. Gators moved to 13 and Seminoles moved to 14. It's great for business. It's great for the state. I like it when everybody's playing each other, and I like when they're all good. And we used to have it that way. And it was fun. Canes come in at 5, Gators 13, Seminoles 14. Gators and Seminoles will play each other. And, of course, all three of them. Seminoles play the Canes, and the Gators will play the Canes in a couple weeks down here at Hard Rock Stadium. It's going to be one hot ticket for that game. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens with that. But this week, what is it, Bethune-Cookman? Is that who we have?
Woody? Yeah, a little scrimmage over at the stadium. Little thing. Were you surprised it's almost 20 years since all those teams have been in the top 15 together?
I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe you told me that.
Wild stat. 2006. Told me that. Preseason poll.
Last night, and listen, they've all been through good times and bad times, and looked like they had it rolling, and then coach would leave, another guy would come in. It was the wrong guy. And
Florida had their run, right, with Tebow. FSU had their run with Jameis.
Herb came in, had one.
Yeah.
Kane started spending money and got right back in the game with Mario, the hiring of Mario Cristobal to get back in people talking about the program again.
Just crazy. It's been almost 20 years.
Man, yeah. And everybody's, like you said, everybody's been through their highs and lows with these programs so far. But it's good for business, man. Everybody's going to play each other. And hey, I'm glad to see Seminoles really good, man. I want to see what they look like. First of all, is Alabama that bad or Seminoles that good? Because they kicked their ass pretty good. That wasn't a couple of lucky bounces or a ball tipped off a defensive lineman's helmet and a guy picked it off and ran it back.
FSU's got some tough games. They got Clemson. I want to say it's on the road. They got Florida, of course. They got Miami. Like they'll have some tough games. We'll see how good they are.
SMU.
SMU's good.
SMU
looks gonna get them too.
They got them. They got Louisville too, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Louisville looks like they got
they're
a really always, good team again.
They're always competitive, right?
There's not going to be too many games in this ACC. There's just not. I've done this before.
Well, there never is.
Right? You just look and
it's those games that you think would be like that have been problematic.
You know, I'm really curious to see what's going to happen. I see Illinois is going to Duke, and is it Illinois that's ranked like 12th in the country, if I'm not mistaken? They're going to play at Duke. That's going to be a hell of a game. Duke's good.
Illinois and Duke. We're talking football, not basketball.
No, I'm talking football.
All right.
Manny Diaz got this thing rolling pretty good. Can you agree besides nod your head?
He's done a good job over there. I don't think he's a bad coach. Wasn't a great right fit here necessarily, but I think he's a bad coach. He's a good defensive coach. We know that.
Great defensive coach. But he's getting a chance, got another chance to be a head coach, and he's taking advantage of it.
You know what, man? It really matters mostly if your program's bought in or not, right? Isn't that kind of what matters now? Like, kind of trumps everything. I've seen the coaches that are out there complaining.
I want to have
getting outmatched because of money.
Right. That's the number one.
If your program's not bought in, then doesn't matter how good of a coach.
But
I got Nick Saban coaching your team. If you're not paying, you're not going to compete.
Yeah, they're not staying with Nick Saban either if he's not paying right now. If his budget is,
but it was just an example, but like, you could put the best coach out there. If your program's not putting up the money, not buying in, You're not going to have a chance to compete anymore.
I just think it's gutless for these guys to come out whining about it right now when they're getting ready to play.
Well, it's weird to hear the coach doing it when he's making $7 million.
And he's complaining he's got a $7 million budget. Well, why don't you give a couple million back if you're so worried you have a couple million more to spend on your players?
Well, but, you know, very highly paid employee to be complaining.
I just, he's getting ready to play Oregon. Everybody knows Oregon spends money. Okay. And everybody knows who the guy is, the main guy behind it. You can see the facilities. Didn't that, remember they wrote that? He actually hired the AD that he wanted. And they're going, yeah, he's spending all the money. He's going to do with the athletic program what he wants. He spends all the money. They're going to get great track athletes too. Their facilities are amazing. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got Brian Baldinger going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk to him. But hey, first, I want you to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. You got that old leaky roof, and we're coming into what could be an ugly September. And hopefully South Florida stays safe, but we are in hurricane season. You never know. It's expected to really pick up and get real active out in the Atlantic Ocean. Here's what you can do. If you got that old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with a lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows low $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm and go, well, maybe we can get through one more hurricane season. Get going with Loctite right now. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com again. LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff, very knowledgeable to help you get started. They cover all of South Florida with quality work. Again, Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.